We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. From our stately pleasure dome in Kensington, we present another edition of My Music, the contestants being, as ever, John Amos and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. John, first question to you. This first round features some unusual instruments. John, J.S. Bach, of Bach fame, is believed to have invented this instrument. Cello-ish, but not the cello.
Yes, usually played on a cello. I think it's a six-stringed instrument that looks very like a cello. Now, what did he call it? Viola pomposa?
That's it, the viola pomposa.
Played Bach to front.
According to the record sleeve, a little larger than the viola, in addition to four strings tuned like the cello there, is a fifth string tuned to an upper fifth. But however many musical dictionaries you have, that's how many answers you get to what a viola pomposa is, so please don't write. Frank, which instrument is this? The choice of tune is intended
cor anglais
to... No.
Always the cor anglais.
Not in this case. The choice of tune is intended to put you slightly off the scent. Instrument, Frank.
There's a certain eastern imprecision there, isn't there?
Yes, in the tune.
Which would suggest that it's an unfitted string instrument. It sounds like a sitar.
Yes, it's the sitar played by...
What's it doing, playing?
Well, it's trying to make some money, I think.
Understandable. I think they mistook the name for Guru Andrews.
It does give me an opportunity to bring to your notice an advertisement sent to me by Helen Gunton of Felstead. An advertisement for the Delhi School of Music, which offers tuition on, I quote, the piano, guitar, sitar, violin, fluit, any other instruments or vice training. Ian, your turn. These are not unusual instruments, but in this connection they're unusual animals.
Well, they're animals.
Yes.
What animals for? In carnival.
Yes, that's right. What are they called?
It's not the elephants, is it?
No, it's not. No, they're not animal-type animals. They're animals. Who does that sort of thing?
People learning the piano.
Yes. Now, pupils. What do we call them?
We call them pupils. Piano pupils.
We call them, as Saint-Saëns did, pianists.
Pianists?
Yes, pianists.
Oh, I thought that's what they became after they died.
Well, that's what comes of trying to help Ian Wallace, folks.
Well, I'm very grateful, yes, Steve. Thank you.
It's a half mark, because you knew the work.
Yes, I
knew. Yes. Knew the work, yes. I was interested to discover that at Queen Victoria's 35th birthday party, all her children performed, you'll know this, I think, Frank, Princess Louise, age 6, ended the evening with a grand solo performance of A Scale in C. John. Dennis, there is an unusual instrument here. It's called the jawbone, but more to the point is the fact that all the instruments on this record were played by one man.
Thank you.
Dennis, first of all, the title. Can you do that?
No.
You don't know the title.
Give me the second of all.
Sunshine Superman. But for your mark, if I tell you that the player first became famous as the Kid Crooper, can you tell me his name?
Well, I would have thought he was earlier than that kind of music. The one I remember used to be called Kid Crooper was Victor Feldman.
Yeah, and that was a much more recent Victor Feldman playing all those instruments on the record.
Yeah.
You have the mark by for saying Victor Feldman.
Mm. Right.
Songs about times. Can you sing a line of a song that mentions, John, 3 a.m.? A song that mentions 3 a.m. It's...
One for my baby
and
no,
one for the road.
No, no.
Time was Sinatra's. Quarter to three.
Ah, yes. 3 a.m. No, 3 a.m.
Oh, it's not Love for Sale, is it?
No, no, it's...
Cigarette.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Didn't get it. Frank, 11:30. A song that mentions 11:30.
And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea.
That's right. Yeah. Ian, here's a very, very tough one for you. 2:45 a.m.
Oh, Frank Sinatra.
So...
Oh, what a marvellous bit of luck.
It's, that one.
Yes, that one.
He doesn't know it. You bluffer. You don't know it, do you?
No, I don't.
Dennis, can you give him a line?
My baby. It's 2:45, there's no one
in the place except
you and me. And somebody once put it, so stick him up, Joe.
It's the breathalyzer song.
Yes. Dennis, 8:45 p.m. approximately.
8:45 p.m.
approximately.
About 8:45.
Yes, can it?
My love in arms. There's a marvellous split infinitive. My love in arms are gonna tenderly twine.
Yes. Yeah. This evening, about 8:45. That's the song. Yeah. Questions about this and that. John, Telemann, German composer, lived from 1681 to 1767. He wrote a great deal of music, much of which you'll be familiar with, but I wonder, do you know his first names, his Christian names? Telemann.
I thought he was George Philip.
It is George Philip. You get a mark for saying so.
Georg. The real answer, then, is yes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The answer is yes. Yes gets you a mark from your indulgent chairman. Frank, much more recent times, 1906, to be exact, who was singing for Blackie Norton at the Paradise when all hell broke loose?
Madame Galicucci.
No, I gave you a very, very good hint with
Irving Berlin.
1906.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Yes.
Who was singing for Blackie Norton at the Paradise?
Who was singing for Blackie Norton? Sir, speak up. Wasn't that... Judy Garland, on her Judy Garland at Carnegie Hall record, start... write a verse which went, I never will forget Jeanette MacDonald. And then she went into San Francisco.
Yes. Blackie Norton was Clark Gable. Jeanette MacDonald played the part of... Does anybody here know?
Kelly.
No.
I've lost my contact with this question.
Why should you know? It was Mary Blake in the film San Francisco. Exact date, 18th/19th of April, 1906. I thought that might give it to you. In fact, it did to John, didn't it? I think we'll give you the mark. More or less. Ian, a certain book of records nominates the most successful composer of all time. Who would that be?
It couldn't be Richard Rodgers, could it?
No. No, he's been passed. Dennis, any idea?
Yes, well, I would have thought Paul McCartney, but...
The answer is Paul McCartney with 43 songs, each selling more than 1 million copies, 60 gold discs, world sales of 100 million LPs and 100 million single records. And nobody can beat that for earnings from music.
On the other hand, when you get up to that Valhalla of where all the great composers are and you say to Mozart and Beethoven, I got 16 golden discs and so many LPs, he wouldn't know what he was talking about.
60,
they asked
actually.
For his autograph, though.
Yeah. 60, 6-0 gold discs, actually.
Well, 60,
yeah. Dennis, your question. In Leslie Helliwell's Filmgoer's Companion, I found references to Amis, Muir, Wallace and Norton, but not to John, Frank, Ian or Dennis of that ilk. As a great film addict, I wonder if you can think of who they were, starting with Amis. somebody Amos in the film
you do
associated with films.
You do have to work for your questions.
You do,
you do, yes.
Amos, I was thinking of the film that the compilation film of the 20s had Fats Waller's Amos Behaving.
Yes.
Will that do? Well, I mean, the only other Amos I can think of in films is John's cousin, who only Kingsley Amos,
Kingsley
only
Amos.
Two can play.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Like, and Lucky Jim.
Lucky Jim, of course. Yeah. Yes, he's in the book, so it's Kingsley Amos there. Anybody called Muir in the book? I've got three down here.
Well, there's Muir Matheson, who used to do the...
That's very ingenious.
Well, there's Frank Muir, who wrote two outlines for an industrial training film. Well, I remember there was a girl called Jean Muir.
Yeah, that's right. Or Esther, or Gavin Muir. Mm. Wallace.
Wallace.
Thriller writer.
Yes. General Lew Wallace wrote Ben-Hur, the original Ben-Hur.
Or Edgar Wallace, I was thinking of. Jean or Richard. And how about a Norden in that book?
Christine Norden.
Christine Norden, that's right. Discovered in a cinema queue. Do you remember?
Yes,
Christine Norden it was. You've got the marks there. We're going to play the numbers game now. Take your pens in hand, pens and paper, as you hear the various bits of songs, gentlemen. Write down each number you hear each time you hear it. So, I mean, let me give you an example. This doesn't count. Give me 5 minutes more. Only 5 minutes more would be five and five. Okay?
Nine.
I can see we're going to do well. I'll ask you for a grand total at the end. Meanwhile, if you're ready, we'll begin with the grand old Duke of York. Here we go.
Oh, the grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of a hill, then marched them down again.
I'm 94 this morning, I am 94 today. I'm not so young as I used to be, I'm getting old and grey. But my heart is young and I'm fond of fun and I'm very proud to say. I'm getting married on Thursday though, I'm 94 today.
36, 22, 36.
My baby, she looks so fine.
36, 22.
Yes, so each time you hear the word, it counts, you see.
Oh,
not two. No, T-O doesn't count. It has to be spelled correctly.
Every time you hear it?
Yes, every time you hear the number.
Well, can we start again?
No. What I want now is a grand total. So while you're totalling up that sum, we'll play you a little background music.
It's impossible.
Right, total, please. How did you get on? John, your total?
Well, unfortunately, there was one I couldn't hear the words off at all, but I make it approximately
201,010,334. Thank you. Frank? You have to work on this show.
It's far more complicated than that. I make it 200,000,000... 210,000, and then a string of wines and spirits that I haven't had time to. I haven't been given time to add up.
Thank you. Ian, yours, please, total.
I have 202,107,404.
That's a very nice, fine number you have there. Dennis, what's your total?
I make it 202,010,620.
Right. For the sake of it...
Can I revise my... 202 million... Yes, I got 10,744.
Right, thank you very much.
Yes.
And a half.
No. Well, added VAT.
Look, for the sake of anyone who's trying it at home, we'll hear the medley again, and I'll just talk through the numbers. Here we go.
Oh, the grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000. He marched them up to the top of a hill, then marched them down again.
94 again.
I'm not so young as I used to be. I'm getting old and grey, but my heart is young and I'm fond of fun and I'm very proud to say I'm getting married on Thursday, though I'm 94 today.
36, 22, 36.
My baby, she looks so fine.
The same three numbers again. 36, 22, 36. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. $100 million. And another $100 million.
A million.
And another million. Ladies and gentlemen, the correct total, 202,010,620, as Dennis said.
Ah.
Sorry.
Ian took that 36, 22, 36. He thought the girl's measurements were 32, 22, 96. Which would have a shape roughly like a pyramid.
Yes. That's where I went wrong.
What marvellously sheltered life you lead.
I don't know.
Right.
Metric.
Yes, metric. The answer to each of the next four questions is in the words of a song, and the songs have all something to do with trees. Very simple, really. John Amis, what did the farrier shout?
I think that's one of Ian's songs.
Well, it's one of everybody's, really.
Is it?
Call him a blacksmith, if you like. And the blacksmith shouted...
Ouch!
When he hit the stump. Audience, please. And the blacksmith shouted...
Chestnuts.
Yes, that's right.
Great. Why?
Frank, your turn.
It's a blacksmith's joke fest.
It's underneath the spreading chestnut tree. Frank, where would you expect to find a yellow ribbon?
On a...
Oh, please.
The traffic warden's hat. Oh, yes. Of course, the question. Round the old oak tree.
Round the old
oak
tree.
That's right.
Yeah. Ian, where are the chestnuts in blossom, Ian, and when?
Oh, that ties up with the blacksmith, I suppose, in some way. Yes. Where are they?
April in Paris.
Yes,
that's right. Dennis, whose branches speak of love?
Speak to me of love.
Yes, that's right.
Poinciana, your branches speak to me of love.
That's right, it's your branch. Poinciana is the answer. He is the master of us all, cried Haydn, speaking of Handel. And Mahler, on his deathbed, uttered the single word, Mozart, the ultimate compliment. To come down to present company, I wonder, what was the greatest musical compliment you were ever paid? Something to spring on you. Yes, paid to you, a musical compliment, something that pleased you.
I don't think it's happened yet.
Frank, have you had a musical compliment paid to you?
But the compliment is when people discuss this programme and don't mention the singing. But in Edinburgh, a lady, I was on a book signing session, and a lady said to me, Mr. Muir, you know you've got a terrible voice. And she said, but I think you're getting a bit better. And she turned to her husband and said, don't you agree, Ian? And he said, no.
Ian, a musical compliment you've received.
Yes, strangely enough, one of the nicest compliments I was ever paid was also in Edinburgh. It was some years ago at an Edinburgh festival, and a lady came up to me in the street, and she said, I thought your performance last night was absolutely outstanding. And I said, thank you very much. It's very, very kind of you to say that. And she said, yes. She said, Victoria de los Angeles is very lucky to have you as an accompanist, Mr. Moore.
Does everybody know that story of Harry Lauder going to Edinburgh for the first time for 50 years? And the first half was absolutely leaden. Absolutely leaden. He was just about ready to commit suicide when the secretary of the club came and said, Harry boy, you're doing fine. They're almost smiling.
Dennis, anybody ever complimented you?
Well, you know very well, Steve, that addressing that question to me is like asking Attila the Hun, what's the nicest thing that's ever been said about your work for charity? It's what they call on civil service forms, not applicable.
No, right. NA it is, and we'll press on.
Right.
Let's have some almost singing and some real singing. Yeah. We come to the singing round. John, lovely old song from you, Silver Threads Among the Gold.
Dedicated to the panel.
Yes. There's your call.
Darling, I am growing old, silver threads amongst the gold shine upon my brow today. Life is fading fast away, but my darling, you will always be young and fair to me. I'll say it again, yes, my darling, you will be always young and fair to me.
Yes.
Frank's offering is Peggy O'Neill, jointly written, I see, by Pease, Nelson and Dodge. How splendid they got together. Peggy O'Neill.
That's, give me a key. Ooh. If her eyes are blue as skies, what? Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a shy little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of banality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Never, never, never. Dennis, yes.
Dennis's song is Whispering, written, you'll be delighted to know, John, by somebody called Schoenberg. Not yours. Roy Fox's signature tune, wasn't it?
Yes, Whispering. On the Monseigneur. Whispering the while you cuddle near me, whispering so no one near can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there is no one like you. You're whispering to say you'll never grieve me, whispering just why you'll never leave me. Whisper and say that you'll believe me. Whisper that I love, but you.
Near enough.
No problem.
And so to Ian, who satisfies a large number of our regular supporters by singing the much requested Makushla. But I'll bet you don't know who wrote the song, Ian. Do you? Who wrote Makushla?
Bach.
No, you don't. I'll tell you. Words by Josephine V. Rowe, music by Dermot McMurrow.
Oh, yes, Dermot McMurrow.
1910.
Yes. Dermot.
Makusla, Makusla, your sweet voice is calling, calling me softly again and again. Makusla, Makusla, I hear its dear pleading. My blue-eyed Makusla, I hear it in vain. Makusla, Makusla, your red lips are saying that death is a dream and love is for aye. Awaken, Makusla, awake from your dreaming, my blue-eyed Makusla.
My blue-eyed Makusla awakened to stay. I wish we could stay, but we can't. The winners this week are Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced...